Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Bet, that's 25b, and we are six lines down in the wide lines. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are in an Agadic section talking about different aspects of death and mourning, specifically related to great rabbis and their eulogies. So we have a number of more stories about that until we wrap up this section. And at the bottom of the Amud, or the top of the next daf, we go back to a halachic discussion. Okay, sixth line down. Rava, ki hava ata lediglat. Rava, when he came to the Tigris River. The Diglat is the Tigris. So Rava lived in Mechoza, which was on the Tigris River, and it seems like in this situation, the Tigris was threatening to flood, and had it flooded, it would have endangered the people of Mechoza. So Rava was coming to Davin, and came to the banks of the Tigris in order to Davin that the disaster be averted. Amar Leila Bar Avin, he brought along with him a eulogizer, and apparently the eulogizer was not, that's why the story is here, but the eulogizer was not only good for writing eulogies, but also for composing prayers. So he says to him, "Kum, get up, ema milta, and say a matter, say a prayer." Kaiva amar, so he got up and he said, this is what Bar Avin said, "Bo'u rov shlishit b'mayim." The majority of the shlishit is come to water. The shlishit refers to the Jewish people. They are referred poetically in Nach sometime as shlishit. And it seems like what he's saying is that the city of Mechoza, which has a huge number of Jewish people, is threatened by the water. And then he says, "Zechor v'rachem, remember and have mercy. Ta'inu me'acharecha, we know that we have strayed from behind you. That is, we have not done Hashem's will. Ki'isha mibala, like a woman who has been unfaithful to her husband. Al taznichenu ka'ot me mari, but do not ka'ot me mara. Do not reject us like the sign of the bitter water." So when a woman is sota, suspected of being an adulteress by her husband, she can go through the prospect of being checked to see if she was faithful or not. And if she was unfaithful and she drinks the bitter waters, then she is punished with her, with the destruction of her womb. So here, using the language of water, because it's the water that's threatening them, he says, even though we are like a woman who is a sota, may it be that you don't treat us really as an unfaithful wife. Okay, the next, in parentheses, is just a siman. It is a way of remembering the next stories. Chanin, Yochanan, Zera, Abba, Yaakov, Yossi, Shmuel, Chia, Menachem. These are all the next stories that it's going to tell. They're all very brief. So the first one is a very sad story. Rabbi Chanin, Chatnei Debei Nesi Ahava. Rabbi Chanin was a son-in-law in the house of the exilarch, in the house of the leader of the Jewish community in Bavel. Loka havule bene. He did not have any children. Ba'u rachme v'havule. So he davened to have children. They had difficulty conceiving, and then Baruch Hashem, he was able to have children. However, hahu yoma, the same day that his first son was born, hahu yoma d'havule, the day that he had a child, nach nafshe, he also died. Patach aleha husafdana, the eulogizer began his hesped of Rav Chanin by saying, "Simcha letuga nefacha." The joy of the birth of his child was transformed into wailing because of his death. Sason v'yagon nidbaku, joy and sadness have become fused together because the same day that is the birthday of the birth of this child is the death of his father. Be'et simchaton ne'enach, at the moment of his joy, he sighed his last breath. Be'et chaninato, at the moment of his, when he was given a beautiful gift, avad chanino, the one who asked for the gift, was lost. Asikule Chanan al Shemei, and they named the baby Chanan for his in the name of his father. I don't know if it was a custom to name a child for a living parent, but since the parent had also passed away on the same day, they named him at his bris, the same name as his father. The Marsha points out that because of the nature of mourning and celebration, there were actually in the three stanzas of the eulogy correspond to three different elements of the mourning process and the celebration process. So the birth was the first celebratory process, which corresponds to the death of his father. 8 days later, the baby had a bris, which is a celebratory occasion, which would be the day after marking the end of the Shiva for his father. And then, of course, on the 30th day, the baby would have undergone his pidyon. He would have been redeemed, but that would have been at the same time as the ending of the Shloshim period for his father. So each aspect of celebration was counterbalanced by a moment of mourning as well. Okay, the next story is about the death of Rabbi Yochanan. Ki nach nafshe de Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan passed away, patach aleit Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar eulogized him, and he said, Kasha hayom li Yisrael. Today is as difficult for the Jewish people. Ki yom ba hashemesh batzaraim. As the day in which the sun set in the middle of the day. Dichtiv, it is as it is written in Amos, Ve'aya bayomahu, and it will be on that day. Ve'veti Hashemesh b'tzaraim, and I will bring down the sun in the middle of the afternoon. And this chapter in Amos is a chapter about the Yom Hashem Hagadol v'hanora. It's about a terrible day of retribution and a day of sadness, and it talks about lamentation and mourning. And Rabbi Yochanan said about this, had said about this particular chapter in Amos, Zeh Yomo Shel Yoshiyahu. This was the day in which Yoshiyahu died. So when Yoshiyahu died, it was as if the sun had been pulled down from the heavens. So in his eulogy for Rabbi Yochanan, he made the same image of Rabbi Yochanan as if he were the sun, and the loss of Rabbi Yochanan was as if the sun had been pulled down from the heavens. Kinach nafshi de Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan died, this is a second story about Rabbi Yochanan. Yativ Rabbi Ami Shiva Ushloshim. Rabbi Ami, his student, sat for him both Shiva and Shloshim, as if he was a relative. Amar Rabbi Abba Berei de Rabbi. Rabbi Abba, the son of Rabbi Rabbi Chia said. Sorry, let's read that again. Amar Rabbi Abba Berei de Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. That Rabbi Abba, the son of Rabbi Chia, the son of Abba, said. Rabbi Ami de Avad, Rabbi Ami who did this, where he sat both Shiva and Shloshim for his teacher, Legarmehu de Avad, he did this for his own purpose. In other words, it was a special personal chumrah that he was taking on for himself. Legarmehu de Avad dahachi, he did it for his own purposes that he did this. In other words, it's not the halacha. As we'll see, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Rabo shelimdo chachma, even his Rebbe that taught him wisdom, ain't, I don't know why it doesn't say Torah, but maybe it means the same thing. Eino Yoshev Alav Ela Yom Echad. You only sit in mourning for your Rebbe for one day. So as we saw, you know, you tear Kriya on that day for your Rebbe, even though we don't do it anymore. Tear Kriya for your Rebbe on that one day, and you sit for that day of the funeral in mourning. But then the next day already, the halacha does not require you to sit for your Rebbe. Kinach nafshid Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera passed away, patach aleyahu safdana, this certain eulogizer began his eulogy as follows. Eretz Shinar, hara vialada. The land of Shinar conceived and gave birth to him, because Rabbi Zera was born in Bavel, and as we saw, Eretz Shinar, which is described in the Torah, actually in this week's Parsha, as the place where Migdal Bavel was built, so they call it Eretz Shinar. Eretz Tzvi Gidla Shashuaha, the precious land, Eretz Tzvi, which refers to the land of Israel, raised him into his delight. So he did spend part of his life in the land of Israel. He wanted to go to the land of Israel very badly. So he spent his youth in Bavel, and then later his life he was in Israel. Oy na la amra rakat. Woe is now to those, says Rakat, which is the name of a city. So, and it's the city, as we'll see in a minute, of Tiberias, of Tveria. So as his coffin is being brought to be buried in Tveria, Rakat says, oh, woe is the Jewish people. Ki avda klechem data, because its precious instrument has been lost. This eulogy is mentioned also in Megillah. We saw it in Megillah Daf Vav, in the context of a conversation about what is Rakat. The Gemara brought two different interpretations. One was that Rakat was Tzipori, and one was that Rakat was Tveria. And based on this eulogy was a proof that Rakat is really Tveria, because that is where Rabbi Zeira is buried, and it is Rakat that says Oi when it sees its coffin being brought into the city. Okay, Kinach Nafshe de Rabbi Abahu, when Rabbi Abahu passed away. Oh, so this next series is a series of very short statements in which miraculous occurrences happen that show, if you will, God's sadness that a very righteous person has passed away, or that suggest in some way that the death of a righteous person creates dramatic change, usually for the bad, in the world. So Kinach Nafshi Rabbi Abahu, when Rabbi Abahu passed away, Achitu Amudei de Kesari Maya, the pillars of Kesaria ran with water. They were flowing with water as if they were crying. To Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi passed away, Shafu Marzivei de Tzipori Dama, the gutters of Tzipori ran with blood. Both of these were sort of ominous occurrences that suggested that the world was crying for or mourning for the death of these two. To Rabbi Yaakov, when Rabbi Yaakov passed away, Itchamiu Kochvei Biyamama, they were able to see the stars in the daytime. And there are some places where you can do this, but it is an unusual occurrence, and it seemed like ominous in a bad way, as if the daytime was also a nighttime. The Rabbi Asi, when Rabbi Asi passed away, Iakru kol ilanaya, there was a storm and all of the trees in that town were uprooted. The Rabbi Chiyo, when Rabbi Chiyo passed away, Nachitu kipe denura merakia. This one is a really interesting one. When Rabbi Chiyo passed away, fiery stones fell from the heaven, which sounds like some kind of meteorites, like as if they had a meteorite shower and meteorites were falling on the town, which is an interesting possibility. To Rabbi Menachem, when Rabbi Menachem passed away, Ishtau Tzalmanaya v'havu l'machletzaya. So here we're referring to coins that are printed with the likeness of the ruler on them, and as the ruler changes, if the ruler dies or there is a change in regime, they print new money with the new face of the ruler on it. So what he says is the Tzalmanaya, the Tzelem, the images that were on the coins, became smoothed out, v'havu l'mechletzaya, as if they had just been created by a trowel. That is, you couldn't even see. It's not, sometimes they get worn down or smooth and it's hard to see which person is on the coin, but here it became so smooth it was as if there was never an image on there in the first place. Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chiya passed away, itkatzu kol andartaya. All of the andartot, that is, these were statues, became cut off, so meaning their parts of them fell off. And these kinds of statues, arms and legs and noses, sometimes are easier to become detached. And so all the statues had parts of them that fell off when he passed away. When Rabbi El Yashiv passed away, Ichturu Shivin Machtarta Benaharda, they dug seven machtarot. A machteret is an underground tunnel in the Harda. Machteret usually refers to an underground tunnel that a thief uses to dig under someone's wall and go into their home in order to steal them. So after Rabbi Yashiv died, there was a crime wave broke out in Naharda. To Rav Hamnuna, when Rav Hamnuna passed away, Nachitu Kipe de Barda Merakia. When Rav Hamnuna passed away, there was a hailstorm, but it must have been a very significant or unusual hailstorm that seemed significant and connected to his death. To Rabba v'Rav Yosef, when Rabba and Rav Yosef passed away, Nashuk Kipe de Prat Ahadade. The kipe, that is the tips, like kippah, like the top part of the bridge over the Euphrates, was Nashuk. They kissed Ahadade one to the other. That is, the bridge over the Euphrates was like swaying and rocking in a very precarious way, so that the tips on each side of the bridge swung close to each other and kissed each other. So that sounds like it must have been a scary time to be on that bridge. Abai v'Rava, and when Abai and Rava passed away, and Abai and Rava didn't pass away at exactly the same time, I don't know if Rava and Rav Yosef did, so either this happened in two different times, or not exactly sure. Nashuk Kipe de Diglat Ahadade, the tips of the bridge over the Tigris touched each other. Similar idea. And finally, the last story, Kinach Nafshe de Rav Meshashia, when Rav Meshashia passed away, Ta'un Dikle Shitze, the palm trees, instead of giving forth fruit, gave forth Shitze, which are thorns. Also a bad omen, if you will. That takes us to the very bottom of the daf, and that concludes our agadic section. In the next recording, we'll begin discussing various aspects of the halachot of kriya, of tearing one's clothing again. Have a wonderful day.